I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I want to drive.
Just drive, baby.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, it is time for the Drive to the Close. We're going to check in with Vance Howard. He is the CEO and portfolio manager of Howard Capital Management. They look after about $2.8 billion. He joins us on the phone from the great state of Texas. Vance, really nice to have you with us. How are things down in Texas? What's it like?
Man, it is a beautiful day here in Huntsville, Texas. Market's going up and the weather's terrific. So you can't ask for much more.
So there's no problems out there, right, Vance?
Everything's fine.
Sorry about my sarcasm. Large family, that it does it to you. No, but how do you see it? I mean, to be fair, and Jason and I have kind of kidded about this over the last couple of weeks, but it does feel like the markets certainly move on whether or not there's the likelihood of another stimulus package because of the virus. It does seem like markets move on that specifically. There are still a lot of problems out there.
Well, there's plenty of problems, but, you know, we live in a world where there's plenty of problems each and every day. So you just got to trade through them, and if you let it hinder you, it's going to cause you a lot of grief and a lot of issues when you might be missing a wonderful market.
So let's talk about the market, because it felt like last week it was a little more worried. Today feels less worried. What do you owe the change in sentiment to, even in the short term?
Well, I think that we were pretty much overbought on a technical basis into September. So I think sort of what you saw, what we've seen over. Got up to the beginning of September, it was overbought, and then we've had sort of a mild correction. I just think it's sort of an unwinding of that technical overbought process. I think as far as the market goes, I think the market's firming up and looking pretty strong. Again, we all know that there's issues out there. We know there's a lot of headwinds, but there's a tremendous amount of cash on the sidelines, and I think that's being deployed now. I'm looking at the 20-year treasuries, TLT and SHY, the shorter duration treasuries. They're starting to sell off quite a bit today, so a lot of that money's coming back into equities.
Yeah, does that make sense to you? Is that how you would play it?
It's absolutely how we're playing it. We've been playing, we've got the HCM buy line, which pulled us out of the market towards the middle of February, and quite a bit, almost 60% in cash in March. It went positive, and we went 100% back in the first 2 weeks of April. We've been 100% long since April, and we told our clients and people that read our newsletter that any pullback's a buying opportunity, and we felt the same way with what happened in September. We think it's a buying opportunity. We've been adding to positions on every days that are down.
And so, how do you look at the big tech names, Vance? Because we've seen them really lead all the way up here, to the point where, some folks are looking at the valuations around an Amazon, especially, or an Apple or a Microsoft, and maybe getting a little concerned. Are you?
No, we're not, because we're quant driven, we're math driven. And, when we went back into the market in April, the strongest quantitative sector out there was technology. And we've been long technology, since the first couple of weeks of April, and that's clearly been the right trade to take. When you look at the value stocks or high dividend paying stocks, they've done virtually nothing. Now, the past couple of days, they've actually started to pick up a little bit of momentum, which is interesting to see. So maybe we're starting to see a little bit of a cycle out of the tech, maybe into more value and high dividend paying stocks. But again, you look at the amount of money that some of these companies are making, and it's very attractive.
So Microsoft, Amazon, just continue to plow new money into it. And if there's a pullback, plow in even more?
I'd be buying more, yes.
So what are you avoiding at this point then, Vance?
Well, I think you need to avoid certain sectors. Like, we're not too very keen on energy. That's been a sector that we've not played very heavy in at all over the past 2 or 3 years. It's gotten extremely volatile, very unpredictable. So that's one sector we're really not looking at too very hard. Biotech is actually starting to firm up just a little bit. Consumer discretionary is firmed up quite a bit. But again, go back to our theme since April of this year with Howard Capital. It's technology, technology, technology. Go where the money's going.
So talk to me about the election, because, we're roughly 30 days out. I mean, the election day is literally 4 weeks from tomorrow. We're in the final stretch here, even setting aside the president's, you know, COVID diagnosis of late last week and everything we saw over the weekend. What role does the election play? How does it factor in to your algorithms? How do you figure it out, especially at a time where we don't know if history is a really good guide here?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, guys. They, you know, like I said, we trade completely math-driven, so we try to take the emotion completely out of the equation. The byline, our proprietary indicator is positive. As long as it stays positive, we're going to stay long this market no matter what happens in the election, no matter what the day-to-day news feed is about the election. That's a key component, guys. You got to take the emotion out of this thing. If not, it'll drive you crazy. And the more emotion you put into your trading, the worse your returns are going to be, because you make mistakes that just aren't rational and they don't add up mathematically. So the more you can take the emotion out of the equation, the better off you are. But as it stands right now, the HCM buy line is positive. As long as it stays positive, we're staying long this market.
Well, you mentioned, okay, so safe to say you're bullish. But I do wonder, how, you know, Vance, in terms of your quant model, what is it that you guys, obviously you can't give us all of your proprietary, you know, algorithms and your formulas here, but what is it that you prioritize? Is it earnings? Is it economic outlook? Is it just, you know, valuations that are low? What is it?
Well, I think that you have to look at it in the way, the direction of the market. And I think that's what's been really key to the HCM buy line. It's pointing us in the direction of the market. And a lot of times we can overthink things in life. We can sit there and say, if this happened, the world's going to fall apart. If this happens, you know, the world's going to be great. Well, that's really not how things work. You have to trade in the now. For me to tell you what the elections, how the elections are going to affect the market 30 days from now, I don't know. Nobody knows. It's an unknown quantity. But what I do know, as of this day on Monday, the HCM's buy line is long. We're staying long this market. If it changes, we'll change our direction and how we allocate to our clients' accounts. You know, it's going to be volatile. There's no doubt about it. And I think this is critical. And I know, you being a news media, I keep telling clients all the time, one of the best things you can do, you probably don't want to hear this, is to be quite candid, turn off the news. It creates emotional distress, and it makes you make decisions that maybe aren't the best in your best interest long term as far as playing this market and making money.
So just as we wrap up here, Vance, I want to pick up on that, because we also know that in your background, you've been a public servant. You served on the Huntsville City Council, and so you understand sort of pocketbook economics in many ways. And I would argue that, you know, some folks, they're not reading, you know, the newspaper, they're not listening to the radio, but they're just looking at their job or their lack thereof or sort of the local economy. And they're still worried. How do you sort of synthesize all that? And unfortunately, you've got to do it in a minute.
I think everybody's worried. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, if you're unemployed, you're even more worried than somebody who might be employed. But I can't change that, and you guys can't change that. So
right.
as a money manager, I've got to take that out of the equation. I'm not hired to feel. I'm hired to make people money. And that's what we do. We keep it down to a mathematical equation. We trade the math, take the emotions out of the equation
the
best that we possibly can, and we trade in the now. And right now, the HCM buy line's positive. Be long.
All right. Well, really interesting to catch up with you, get your perspective. Thank you so much. Vance Howard, CEO, Portfolio Manager of Howard Capital Management, joining us on the phone from lovely Huntsville, Texas.
Carol? Do you think he's, like, bullish on the market?
A little bit.
A little bit.
But, I mean, listen, he's got the math to prove it.
Yeah.
He's got the courage of his convictions with the numbers. So interesting to see that, and interesting to hear someone who is so straight ahead, such a straight ahead bull.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's got those algorithms in place, and that's what they're telling him to do. All right, stick around, folks. The close just a few minutes away.